The reason for being worried about aerosols is that in our smog chemistry then we're using these particulate matter measuring devices, the PM10, PM2.5 measuring devices, to trap the aerosol particles, because with their high surface area, they will typically entrain nasty compounds onto their surface. And you breathe those nasty compounds in and they become a health problem. So we need to be quite comfortable with how those materials absorb onto the aerosol particle and how we go about measuring the aerosol particles. So the sort of things that can absorb then onto the surface, metals do not like to be in the gas phase typically. Mercury is really the exception. If we've got like a lead smelter, for instance, or Mount Isa might be a nice example, what's going on there then is any emissions of lead into the gas phase, that lead tries to jump out very quickly of the gas phase onto whatever's convenient. Whatever's convenient is often aerosol particles then, which eventually will sediment at the surface. Volcanic output also puts out metals. Some biology actually spits out mercury into the atmosphere. So there are lots of ways that we can actually get metals into the atmosphere, and then we get surface enrichment or surface entrainment onto the particles. The PM10 size range, and in particular the PM2.5 size range, are the ones that are of concern, because these then are absorbed into the lungs, and the PM2.5 can actually cross across into the bloodstream. Now, just checking up how these things are measured. So our PM10 then is measured using a high volume sampler. We use a cyclone separator at the start to spin out all of the big particles. Okay, so all of the big particles are not put into our high volume sampler. Then we use a glass fibre filter, and it's quite a big filter, so it's sort of like about 8 to 10 inches across typically. And then that glass fibre filter will trap particles somewhere between about 0.3 of a micron and 10 microns. So the 2.5 is going to go 2.5 microns down to 0.3, whereas the 10 micron is going to go 10 microns down to 0.3. So the PM10 then is going out of vogue, because the ones between 10 and 2.5 are less important in terms of health effects. It's really these tiny ones at 2.5 and less that are of more significance.